Starting your own business is no easy thing. The Small Business Administration estimates that half of all startups fail in the first year. Yvonne Chung Ho is president and CEO of the Metropolitan Economic Development Association, which helps minority business people make connections and build their businesses. She says minority entrepreneurs face special obstacles.
A lot of minority entrepreneurs lack the same network of family or close relatives who can serve as business mentors for them. As a result of that, they also lack the social network that can also help them to be successful when they start the business, people that can bring referrals to them or leads to them.
Richard Copeland is president of Thor Construction, the state's largest African-American-owned construction company. His company is helping build St. Paul's new hockey arena. Copeland says racism is alive and well, but he says what stands between minority business people and success is more social custom than racial prejudice.
People work with people they know or people they like, and you don't get to know people if you don't socialize with them. And if you're socially segregated with the dominant culture and the people that have all the money and all the contracts, well, guess what? You don't get to play ball.
Copeland says the government should require companies which receive state contracts to give more work to minority businesses. Programs like that already exist, but Copeland says they're woefully inadequate. Even the best-designed affirmative action program is irrelevant to entrepreneurs who can't get the money they need to start their business. The Milken Institute says the median black and Hispanic household has less than $400 in net financial assets, while the median white household has more than $17,000. That means white entrepreneurs can often use their own money to start their business, or they can tap friends and family for money. Minorities lacking their own funds must rely on commercial banks. But according to a Federal Reserve study of small business finance, banks deny credit to black business people twice as often as they do whites. Some say that helps explain why minority communities often lack a culture of entrepreneurship. Mike Tamale is president of Western Initiative for Neighborhood Development, a subsidiary of Western Bank of St. Paul, which is well known for lending to disadvantaged businesses.
If you don't have a culture of business ownership in your community, and that's where your networks are, that's where your role models are, if you've never really seen many people like yourself running a business, it's probably not going to occur to you that this is something I can do. And if it does occur to you, then you really have very few places to turn to get solid advice.
Tamale says minorities often lack the kind of management expertise bankers like to see when deciding whether to grant a loan. He says Western Bank emphasizes community lending, so it will often take on such risky investments, but larger banks are less likely to do so. Tamale is a member of the group that will deliver a report to the governor in late August. He says the state is already active in supporting minority businesses, but can do more. Committee members won't say what's in the report, but it will likely suggest new policies to help minority and immigrant entrepreneurs find financing. And it may also suggest methods to help those entrepreneurs find the assistance that already exists. Richard Copeland agrees the state must do more, but wonders whether the report will make a difference.
Usually, policymakers and government officials don't have the guts or the balls to do what's required. And that's to change the paradigm, artificially insert people of color in the system, and some of them will stick.
I'm Andrew Haig, Minnesota Public Radio.